This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Repairs are expected this morning on a broken water line in Mineral Wells west of Fort Worth that's left many without running water. A main 24-inch water line broke yesterday, causing widespread water outages and low water pressure for almost 17,000 people. The city's been passing out bottled water to residents in the meantime. Another protest rally is planned tonight regarding the controversial arrest in Fort Worth caught on video. A group of clergymen and community activists yesterday called for city leaders to fire the unnamed police officer shown in a viral video wrestling a black woman to the ground before arresting her and her daughters. She had called police for help because she claimed her white neighbor had choked her 7-year-old son for littering. Fort Worth Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald says the white officer appeared to be rude but not racist. But Kim Cole, a lawyer with the Next Generation Action Network, disagrees.
To dismiss the element of race from this closes the door on that discussion on how we improve the relationship between law enforcement and the communities they are hired to protect.
The unnamed officer is currently on restricted duty as the investigation continues. Tonight's protest rally will be held at the old Tarrant County Courthouse at 6:30. Now to our American Graduate Initiative, where we cover education each week. In 1995, Texas lawmakers approved public charter schools to give parents more education options. The law created a marketplace that's challenging traditional public schools to compete and improve or potentially lose students. The Dallas School District has been losing students to charters. Their response? Develop more programs for students and market them. Bill Zeeble was at a recent district school fair.
Usually empty on a Saturday, Hulsey Middle School is now jam-packed. Thousands of parents, students, teachers, and administrators have streamed into Hulsey's halls and gym. The Discover Dallas ISD School Fair is so big, it also spread into the Ellis Davis Fieldhouse next door. This mayhem is a marketplace, the Dallas District's first ever, showing off what's offered at every campus.
I'm shopping for a very good school.
Lori V. Albos, her husband, and her 13-year-old son Luis, who's in middle school, have checked out 10 schools so far, including Talented and Gifted and the Magnets. There are a lot of options, from law and health to culinary arts and hospitality.
We're here because we're looking for a good school for my son. He will be on 9th grade next year.
Albos says Luis gets good grades, and you need top scores to get into magnet schools. He likes computer science and programming. In front of Kimball High School's booth, Luis is lured by the student-built robot.
It's actually good. It looks cool because I'm inspired to do this type of stuff.
Kimball's principal, Llewellyn Smith, is glad the robot attracted Luis and calls this Dallas school fair a big deal.
Oh, it's huge because, you know, you want to be able to sell your school. You want kids to come to your school. It's competitive out there. We have so many charter schools now that are drawing a lot of our kids to those programs. So to combat that, there has to be something new done.
Education officials say charter schools have drawn thousands and thousands of kids away from districts across the state. And because state education money follows the student, districts say they've lost millions of dollars. Uplift Charter School CEO Yasmin Bhatia, however, defends charters and school choice.
We think that choice is good. Choice is good for families, and choice makes all of us better as providers of education because we have to earn the right of families to want to send their children to our schools.
Charter schools encourage parents with more than just choice. They're successful marketers too, says Ron Zimmer. He heads the University of Kentucky's Martin School of Public Policy and specializes in education.
Charter schools think that marketing works because they are doing it. For instance, in Chicago, I think there was a lot of marketing around graduation rates of their high schools. So I think they believe it's a mechanism for recruiting students and getting students enrolled.
These days, charter operations like Uplift have waiting lists for kids wanting into their schools. Charters have spread across Texas and the country, with more likely to come. Maya Kuchera says whatever good that brings, choice is not making education better.
I don't think that there's a lot of evidence that charter schools push other schools to improve.
Kuchera is an associate professor of urban education at Temple University in Philadelphia. She researches charter schools.
The weight of the evidence is the reverse, that a rise in charter schools ends up having a negative impact on the public schools.
That's because Kuchera's public school budgets shrink when students leave for charters. but in this education marketplace, students have that choice. Kuchera just doesn't buy that marketplace analogy.
It's a bad analogy because unlike markets, which don't necessarily have to serve everyone, schools do, public education does. It's a bad analogy because it treats education as a product, and education is much more complicated than that.
Kuchera says school choice obscures the bigger issue, improving education. Some traditional and charter public schools are good, others not. Kuchera prefers an emphasis on improvement over marketing. Back at the busy Dallas Fair, parents continue their school shopping. Erica Obregon's seeking a high school for her own 13-year-old and likes the options.
I wish we had this opportunity that the kids from nowadays, they have different opportunities, different choices. They can get to an early college. Back in the day, we didn't have that choice.
In her day, Obregon and her husband finished high school but never went to college. She wants that to change with her kids. That's why the Dallas high schools offering college credits top her list. Choosing one may be a tough decision. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
And finally, if you attended a cheerleading competition in North Texas in the last 2 months, you may get a letter from the State Health Department warning of possible exposure to mumps. The Texas Department of State Health Services is sending letters to attendees of 4 cheerleading competitions in Dallas, Frisco, and Arlington. Those contests may have been the originator of some of the cases in the state's worst mumps outbreak in years. NBC5 reports 11 cases have been linked to the outbreak associated with the competitions. Mostly sunny skies expected for the day, highs in the mid-60s. Tonight looks to be cloudy with a low around 52. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high near 75, and tomorrow night mostly clear, a low around 46. It's currently 53 degrees in Dallas, 49 in Fort Worth, 55 in Tyler, and 36 in Wichita Falls.